Judicial Council, there's a judicial committee that deals with disputes concerning chieftaincy issues. As of now, the whole paramount chief gets 500 Ghana cedis a month as allowance. And we should understand that chiefs and queen mothers are part and parcel of the local government. First, we will enhance the allowances of those who are enjoying it, while at the same time trying to see whether the budget will be enough to cater for all chiefs in this country.
You are doubling it, then it's going to be 1,000 CDs.
Yeah, it's supposed to take effect from January. In January this year, we put it in the budget.
The paramount chief of Inyana Basa traditional area, Osagyefo Kwame Akono, spoke about some challenges in the central region.
This teenage pregnancy thing has become a menace. The kids are not going to school, and even when they start the school, they drop out by the age of 16, all due to financial hardships. When you come to Inyana Basa Technical Institute, it's about 500 students, and there is no drinking or potable water over there. School is going to resume soon, and I don't know how they're going to make it.
The First Lady, Mrs. Rebecca Akufo-Addo, asks the chiefs and queen mothers to calm their subjects as government works to improve their lives.
President Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, Enyema.
President Akufo-Addo will fulfill all his promises. The one district, one factory and free SHS will be here soon. So please tell your people to calm down and give government time to work. Teenage pregnancy is also a problem, and I'm going to support you to end it. This is because giving birth at a young age is not the best.
The visit by the chiefs and queen mothers from the central region is the third after similar visits by queen mothers in the eastern and Greater Accra regions.